Okay, we are holding in the Darim Yud Tes Amud Beis at the very top with Amar Rava. We'd had a stira. Okay, so we're going to try to resolve it differently. Amar Rava, Gabi Kri Ksavar. We had the case where a person said, "I'm going to be a Nazir if there's a certain amount in this pile," but then we were not able to figure out exactly how much is there, either because it got lost or it got stolen. So like this, Gabi Kri, when you talk about the pile kasavar, kol shesveiko chomer mivadai, any case, meaning talk about Rabbi Hudashita, where the suffik, the doubt, is more strict than the vadai, when you know it certainly, lomail nafshe lesveiko, a person wouldn't put himself into a situation of a suffik. Now if you have suffik with your nazir, so we're more machmir than if you are vadai a nazir, right? De ilu gabe nazir vadai, because what's the halacha by a nazir vadai, a person who is certainly a nazir, so he has a remedy, right? At the end of his naziris, when it's over, says the Gemara, megaleich mevi korban v'nechal. He takes a haircut, right? He brings his carbon, and then he eats, right? Okay. Al sveiko, but if he can't shave because he has a suffik, right? Lo matzi megaleich. So he's not going to be able to do it. You can't bring a carbon in a case where you're not a nazir. Then the problem with that is, because that would be bringing a korban, you're not really chayef to bring, that's chulin ba lazara. And since you can't bring the korban, then you can't be megaleich. So therefore, this is a case where you find that the suffik is more strict than the vadai. So omer le rav huna bar yehuda l'rofo. So he answered, I'll give you the following statement. According to your answer, Rava, right, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only reason he's not a nazir is because a suffik nazir is more machmir than a vadai. So then what would be his following the case? Omer, if the guy would say, Hareini nazir olam, I'm going to be a nazir forever, my. What's the halacha in that case? So to understand what a nazir olam and how that's different than a regular nazir. So this is a Rambam here in Perik, or Naziris Perik Gimel Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Uma bein nazir olam nazir lizman katsuv. What's the difference, a distinction between a person who is a nazir forever and a person who's only a nazir for a limited set amount of time? So shenazir lizman os the galeich ad soif yimei naziru. So the one who accepts upon himself nazirus for a period of time, he can't get the haircut until that time's up. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, kol yimei neder nizro tar lo yavor al rosho ad malos hayomim. The entire time he's a nazir, so a razor can't go on his head. Unazir olam, but in a forever, an eternal nazir, im hichbid saro. So if his hair gets too heavy, too much of a burden, he's allowed to get a haircut once every 12 months. Maybe korbano shlosh behemus shigaleach, and then he brings a korban, right? Three korbanos after he does it. Shneim mar quotes a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, "Vahimi kets yomim liyomim asher yigalech ki chaver alav vigilcho." Right, this is talking about Avshalom, that it was once a year when he would shave because his hair was too heavy, he would do this. Avshalom nazar olamai, he was a nazar forever. V'davar ze halacha hi mipia kabbalah. Says the Rambam, this is a halacha mipia kabbalah. V'nazar olam shenitmo. If a nazir olam become tame, harehu harzeh mevi korban tuma umagaleich tiglachas tuma kemo nazir lizman katsub. So in that case, he brings the same thing, the korban, like the nazir set time who became it. On this line, interesting, in the Rambam, there's a kesef mishnah. He writes over here. He says v'davar zeh halacha mipia kabbalah. So he writes afogav the maisi lo mikra, right? The vayhimi kates yomim liyomim asher galeach. Even though there is a pasuk sover rabenu she'ein muchrach, that's not necessarily, you know, if you have a pasuk, why is it called midivrei kabbalah? Deha esher lefarish begavne achrina. You could explain this pasuk else in a different way. Elish she kabbalah ha'isa biyadam va'asmuchu akra. Really, it was a kabbalah, says the Ram. Say the Kesef Mishnah is learning, and that's what he's. They had a pasuk to hang this on. Oh, so again, let's get back to our case over here in the Gemara. The question that Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said to Rav is, what would be the din of a person would say that I'm a Nazir Olam, right? What's the halacha? And in this case, so we would say that the Safik is not more Machmir than a Vadai, because the Nazir is never going to end, even if it is Vadai. So Amalei, Rav said back to him, Nazir Olam Nami Sveiku Chomimin Vadai. Even in the case of a Nazir Olam, still the Safik, the doubtful case, is more strict than the certain case. De'ilu Vadai. Because if he's a Vadai, Hichbid Sa'aro Mekil Betar, maybe Shlosh Behemos, he's allowed to get the haircut to lighten the hair, and he brings his three korbonos. Ve'ilu Sveiko, but if it's only a Safik, lo, he can't, because he's not sure that he's really a Nazir. He can't bring the korbanos, therefore he can't, as we said before, he can't get the haircut. So again, you see this case of a Safik is more Machmir in regards to the Nazir Olam as well. So Amar, so Huna keeps asking him, what if he said, Hareini Nazir, Shimshon Mai? What if he says, I'm a Nazir like Shimshon, like in Shoftim, and he'll be like Shimshon. Now Shimshon was a Nazir Olam, but he couldn't get out of it. He had no way of fixing this. Even by bringing the korbanos, he could never shave. So what's the halach in this case? So, you know, being in this case, you see that the suffix is definitely not more machmir than the vada in this case. So Amalei, Rava answers, Nazir Shimshon lo tanya. We're not talking about this. This isn't being discussed by the Chachamim, right? Because the Nazir of Shimshon is not created through a neder. It's a one time like a shasat chak. If you look in the Meforish here on the second wide line, Omalei Lotanya, Lo Ashkechan Shum Brisa De Ketani Hareini Nazir Shimshon. We don't have any Brisa to discuss this case. The Leisni Klag. We don't hold from this. He Omer Hareini Nazir Shimshon the Leichu Alei Nazirus Klag. It's a Nazirus, you know, comes on him. Mishum to Shimshon lo yotze naziros mipiv. He never spoke this out. V'ha'ave metame lemesim ki have kotile. Lehu hilkach lesveika lo ayel nafshe. Okay, so the way they learn that we don't have any sources for this speaking out. So 1 second, what are we up to? Lo tanya omalei v'hatanya v'adabar ahava. 1 second, how can you tell me? How can you tell me? We have a statement from v'adabar ahava. Tanya Nazir Shimshon. He says befavors that he's a Nazir like Shimshon. So Amalei, meaning, so what do you see from that? You see that it does. So okay. Itanya Tanya. Yeah. If this is the way the Bryce is taught, it's taught. I'm not gonna argue with it. But apparently Rabbi Yehuda would be mask him, he would admit. In this case, even a Sufik Nazirus would work. Okay. So now Ravashi Amar, Ravashi has a different way of resolving the stira between the two different statements of Yehuda. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfanhi. One, the Brisa, meaning which Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a Sofik if he's a Nazir, is Mekil, that's going like the Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfan. Ditanya, like we learned in a Brisa. A number of people are like making a bet on whether the statement is true or not. And they make a condition that who's ever correct is going to be a Nazir. Right? So that's the background. Netanya Rabbi Tarfan, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfan Omer, Ein Echon Mehem Nazir. None of them is Nazir. Doesn't matter who's correct in this case. Why? Why not? Why isn't the one who's correct really? That was the deal. Lefish Lo Nitna Nazirus El Lahaflo. Nazirus has to be through a very explicit statement. What the means is that when you're becoming a Nazir, when you're saying you're going to be a Nazir, that has to be done unconditionally, right? So in the case where there's a heap, so the speaker was unsure of how much was in the time of it. So in that case, when he didn't know, maybe yes, maybe no, even though he put a condition on it, since he didn't have it, that's called over here, what means El Hafla. Explicitly, therefore, it's not going to take place. And that's Rabbi Yehuda within Rabbi Tarfan. So Gemara says, okay, Yehochi, my ear is Shagon of Osha Avod, right? So why did you tell me that by this pile that something got stolen, something was lost, even if it was still there? Nothing was stolen, nothing was lost, right? The Nir still wouldn't be Chal. He's not a Nazir because this wasn't Hafla, this wasn't a very clear, explicit statement. Ella, no, the Chiddush is Lahodiach HaKoichad Rebbe Shimon. This is showing you how far fetched, how strong, how far reaching, I should say, is the din of Rebbe Shimon. The Afal Gav the Nignav Osh Avod, even though part of it was from the pile was stolen or lost, Kasavar Ma'ayel Inesh Nafshe L'Sveika. he would put himself into a situation of doubt. There's a suffix over here, and the Nazirus, the vow, does take place. Okay. Now we're going back to, what was this, on Yud Ches on the base. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma Be Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said if you had Stam Truma in Yehuda is also, but in the Galil it's Mutter, right? Why is that? Mutter, She'ein Anshe Aglio Makir Nesa Truma. Trumas Halishka, because they're not familiar with the Trumas Halishka. So Gemara says the diak like this: Hamakirin. But if they would be familiar with the Truma, the Halishka of God, then Asurin, it'd be Asur. Alma, see, what do you see from here? Sveika lechumra. You have a suffik, and we're strict in this case of the neder. Se'ema, let's say seifa. What do you do with the seifa? Stam charamim. When you have just an unspecified dedication, what's the din? So Yehuda mutarn, but galil asurn. In Yehuda it's allowed, but in galil it's also. She'inan she'hagalil makirin es charmei kohanim, because they weren't familiar with giving to the kohanim. So what's the diak from that case? Hamakirin. If they were familiar with the charmei kohanim, what's given to kohanim, right? Hamakirin mutarin. So almost sveika lekula. So now we have the opposite. The opposite diuk is made that when we're suffering, we're makil. So what are you going to do? So Amar Abaye says like this: Seifa, this opinion that we just asked about the stam charamim, that is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadoki. That's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Tzadok, not the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, stam truma be Yehuda asura. In Stam, when you just say the Truma in Yehuda is going to be Osir, Rabbi Elaz, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, he says, no, Stam Charamim Begalil Asurim. There, if you have just Stam, a dedication made in the Galil, that's going to be Osir. He's the author of the Seifa, and therefore that explains how you could make a Diuk in that direction as well. Okay, that takes us to the top. Now we'll continue Mitzvah Shem. The next year will be on Daf Chaf, Amud Aleph, with the next Mishnah.